Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, April 25th. Economic data is on tap today after markets finished mixed yesterday. Following a bumpy regular trading session, the S&P 500 closed higher by just 1 point, or 0.02%. The NASDAQ also was able to hang on to a gain, adding 16 points or 0.1%. The Dow ended in the red, shedding 42 points or 0.11%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are showing some weakness. We're down 0.57% this morning. That's a little bit more than half of 1%. I mean, listen, there's this AI-fueled rally appears to be stalling. That's really what's happening right now. And there's some, mixed earnings results that came out. Economic calendar is active today. We got a number of reports coming out, especially that Q1 GDP report. That's on tap for release 1 hour before the market opens. And that's going to be a key one. What are we seeing? We're seeing weakness specifically in tech after last night's earnings from Meta. I mean, the report was actually good. Okay. If you look at the report, you look at the details, they beat on earnings, they beat on revenue. They gave what I'd say okay guidance. The full year guidance was okay too. But the expectations were high going in. They did talk about, their CapEx spending increasing. And that is really what I think caused the market to kind of swoon, because you're spending money on a division that's not making money. Well, okay, but this is kind of a little bit of a downward momentum for some of the tech stocks. You're going to see more of them come out talking about, CapEx spending. So we got to be careful about that, because the market obviously doesn't like it. We had other reports coming out this morning too. Merck, Honeywell, Dow all released earnings beats. I see the White House last night, they signed that memorandum of terms for $6.1 billion in funding under the Chips and Sciences Act that's supposed to go to Micron. So that's all positive. Then we're looking at the overseas action. We're looking at Germany. And right now we're seeing the German DAX. What is it? It's down 108. That's about 0.6%. We're looking at the gain in the FTSE. The FTSE's up 57 points or 0.72%. They have some M&A activity. They got some, good earnings coming out in London. So that's why you're seeing that stock trading higher this morning. And then you have the CAC is down 68 points or 0.85%. We're looking last night in Asia. Asia was interesting. It was mixed. The Nikkei fell 831 points. Okay, that's 2.16%. They gave back the gains from yesterday, at least most of them. They got a Bank of Japan meeting this evening, or tomorrow morning. So that's kind of, market's a little cautious ahead of that. Then you get Hong Kong. Hong Kong, the Hang Seng rose 83 points or 0.48%. That's extending that bullish momentum for 4 days in a row. I mean, you saw gains in the property sector, financials, consumer stocks. They all showed good performance. And Shanghai Composite in China rose 8 points at 0.27%. So, the semiconductors, software stocks were positive. China's new guidelines on capital markets could lead to significant upsides and re-ratings in mainland China, Goldman said yesterday. So we're keeping an eye on these Chinese stocks, because there are still more action to be had there, most likely. Then we got to keep an eye on oil. Oil is interesting also this morning, because oil's flat to higher. I don't want to say it's, higher. I want to say flat to higher. WTI is up 17 cents or 0.21% to $82.98. Brent is at $88.21, up 0.22%. There's a couple of key economic reports coming out today and tomorrow, that the market's paying attention to. And next week at that FOMC meeting, and that's going to be a concern for the markets as well, because they're going to have very hawkish commentary, most likely. And then you think about yesterday's inventory report that, show that crude oil inventory fell by 6.38, 6.36 million barrels. Now, that's typically bullish for oil prices, you know, and it compares to a bill last week at 2.7 million barrels. So, yeah, I mean, oil deserves to be trading a little higher, but there's a lot of concern there. So you got to keep your wits about you when you're watching these oil prices. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, you're keeping track of all of that this morning, a lot of information. And in there, you know, you mentioned two things. We're going to dive into some details here. One of those is earnings action. The other are the economic reports of the day, some important reports to keep an eye on. We're going to start with earnings action. You did give us a look at Meta and gave us a preview of some others. So give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to earnings action.
You know, let's talk about Meta. Meta beat by 39 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Look at the stock now. It's down 15% this morning. IBM, International Business Machines, they beat by 8 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's down 9%. Remember, they bought out that another company. Honeywell, ticker HON, they beat by 8 cents on higher revenue. Honeywell's trading is gained 2.23%. And then there's Merck, ticker MRK. Michael Richard Kilo, they beat by 20 cents on higher revenue. And Merck is showing a gain this morning of 2.57%. Upcoming this afternoon, we have Google or Alphabet. EPS is $1.49. Expected move is 5.52%. Then you have Mr. Softy, Microsoft. EPS is $2.81. Expected move is 4.59%. You also have Intel this afternoon. EPS is 13 cents. Expected move is 7.01%. Interesting. Intel's interesting to me. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings announcements, Emily.
The other thing that you did mention there in the opening that we're keeping an eye on today, focus on those economic reports. So, Bill, give us a look at what we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
Well, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we got the GDP report. That's going to be a key one. You know, if you look at the estimates, I mean, one of the ways to kind of view what is going on is looking at Atlanta's FedNow model. You know, and it's suggesting a 2.7% growth rate for the first quarter, which is slightly lower than the 2.76, which was seen Tuesday, and, you know, below the 2.9 that was seen on April 16th. I mean, you know, it's due to, like, you know, the decrease is due to a decline in the now Q1 forecast for personal consumption. But, you know, the estimates really, you know, look like they're going to come in at 2.4%. I mean, I see 2.3, I see 2.5, so I'll say 2.4 is pretty likely. Then we have international trade in goods. This is the advanced number. That's also coming out at 8:30 a.m. We also have jobless claims coming out. And then at 10 a.m. we have pending home sales index all set for release, Emily.
And Bill, as if that's not enough to be watching today, all of that earnings action, those economic events, you're also keeping track of other market moving news. This using your newsware, breaking it down into alerts so you can see a lot of information quickly and gather it so you can use it to keep track of the trading day ahead. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing 15 lower. I'm showing 12 higher, and the rest are unchanged. I'm looking at my FANG stocks, and well, Apple's showing a small gain. The Tesla's trading a little higher. The rest are showing weakness. You're looking at some of the news that's causing the movement in the stocks this morning. You know, and you got to start off with Apple. You know, Apple. You know, they got more headset challenges ahead. The stock is, you know, showing a small gain this morning. You know, but their lead marketer for their new, for their, you know, Vision Pro headset just retired. That's not good. And, you know, yesterday we came out with that thing saying they cut the production volume of the headsets. Then we're looking at Amazon Web Services plans to invest $11 billion to create a new data center in you know, Northern Indiana. Puckett Meta, AI spending, you know, really did get, it got checked. That's really what's happening here this morning. And Tesla, hey, that Beijing Auto Show starting today, hey, that's a key one. Then we're talking about Dow Jones 30 stocks. We're talking Salesforce.com, CRM, Charlie Richard Mary. They unveiled zero copy network solution to prevent copying from digital data. Boeing, the U.S. Department of Justice is going to be deciding by late May whether Boeing violated prosecution's deal. In terms of M&A, we got to talk about HCP, Henry Charlie Paul, IBM acquiring HashiCorp for $35 a share. That's a value of 6.5 $4 billion. We're talking guidance news ticker ALGN, Apple, Larry, Grace, Nancy. ALGN sees Q2 revenue 1.03 billion to 1.05 billion. Street estimate was 1.03. That's an uptick. We're talking ServiceNow ticker NOW, Nancy Asker-William. They see Q2 subscription revenue 2.525 billion to 2.530. Street estimate 2.45. So that's an uptick. Merck, they raised their full year 2024 EPS view to $8.53 to $8.65. Street estimate, was the former estimate was $8.44 to $8.59. So that's an uptick. Talking about buybacks, pump ticker PMUP, Paul, Uncle Mary Paul, they increased their share repurchase and authorization to 200 million. Ball Corp ticker BALL, Ball, Apple, Larry, Larry, they approved 40 million repurchasing in shares. Catalyst Calls, Akami, ticker AKAM. Citibank opened up a positive Catalyst watch on the stock. That's interesting. And that's what I have for you about news in the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm going with Colgate, ticker CL, Charlie Larry. Earnings are going to be released after the bell. The EPS is 82 cents. The expected move is 2.79%. Look at yesterday's call volume. 1,293 calls versus 877 puts. Now, the open interest, 85,064 versus 48,592. Yeah, I like that. That looks good. I'm reviewing the comments from the brokers are all positive. I see price targets raising. That's what I like to see. I see buy recommendations. That's nice to see. But, we're in an environment where the market's going to open up weak. So I got to take that into account. You look at the stock, it's trading, 88.20 to 89.05. It'll probably open it up, around, high 88s to 89. But I'm going to be looking to get in at low 88, like 88.05, 88, 15, somewhere around there. And I think that's good. If it falls underneath 88, I'll be even happier. But that's, what I'm looking for. That's my pick of the day. Ticker CL, Charlie, Larry, Colgate, Emily.
Colgate, it is today. We will follow that along with you. And coming up, we will do a recap on yesterday's pick of the day, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Best Buy and CNET partner to enhance customer shopping journey. Okay. MDWD, MetaWound to present data from its phase two study. All right. SPCB, Sam Paul, Charlie Bill, Supercom receives a $5 million in new orders from European governments. Abiva, ticker ABBV, Apple Boy Boy Victor, they're reporting earnings tomorrow. They reported positive results from a top-line revenue from a drug study they have. Oh, Hertz, HTZ missed earnings expectations. This FleetQuest weigh on. Apple is no longer the top smartphone seller in China, data shows. Microsoft CEO to meet with officials in Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. We got Chevron releasing earnings tomorrow. Expected move is $3.71. Exxon Mobil's releasing tomorrow morning. Their expected move is $2.40. LabCorp, ticker LH. They're buying the assets of a bankrupt Innovite for $239 million. Interesting. Walgreens launches gene and cell services as part of a newly specialty pharmacies business they're doing. Cisco said that hackers have subverted some of its digital security devices to break into government networks globally. That was published in a report yesterday. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on this Thursday, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. It was Meta. They did release earnings after the bell yesterday, as you told us during your earnings rundown. They reported an EPS of $4.71 that was well ahead of analyst expectations that were falling around $4.36. Different analyst expectations depending on which ones you were looking at. They did report revenue of $36.46 billion, and again, ahead of the expected $36.22 billion. You also gave us a look at the stock during your newswear alerts. They now expect April to June revenue in the range of $36.5 billion to $39 billion, with a midpoint around $37.8 billion. This was compared to analyst estimates, just missing that a little bit by $38.3 billion. They did, also talk about that ongoing expense of investing in AI, that 2024 capital expenditure, that it's expected to fall in the range of $30 billion to $40 billion. And that is up from earlier forecasts of $35 billion to $37 billion. We're really sifting through the details here on this report. Kind of a mixed bag, because investors aren't necessarily liking that extra spend, that capital expenditure, even though they beat on earnings. Bill, how did your call work out?
It didn't work out. I mean, the fact of the matter is, they beat on earnings, they beat on revenue, but their guidance for, came in just below the midpoint. Bam. It had to be perfect. And that number coming in just below the midpoint was not a positive. Then the CapEx spend, the market didn't like that. Remember last year when they said they were beating earnings and they were reducing expenses, the market loved it. But now they're spending money because, they need to. So, yeah, it didn't work out. I mean, it opened up at 508, fell to 484 by midday and closed, at 493.5. And, after earnings, you look at the stock this morning and it's down 15%, which is, major. But it really comes down to the CapEx spend, and I couldn't have predicted that, and I got to do better next time. I'm sorry for that, Emily.
Bill, even if it was a miss here in the short term, I don't know, buying it at a coupon, it's down quite a bit. Maybe there's a chance to hop in there at a coupon. But we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Colgate pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.